Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. I'm your host, DJ Gatsby, a.k.a. Mr. Grown and Sexy. Wait a minute. Wait. Let me stop that music. Hold on. Wait a minute. Once again, everybody, it's Who's Who in African American Lit Blog Talk Radio Show. It's your host, DJ Gatsby, also known as Mr. Grown and Sexy, and in some circles, the voice of African American literature. Today, our guest is the one and only Miss Hope McGill. Hope is in the building. You there, sweetheart?
Yes, I am. I'm here.
All right. Big round of applause for Hope McGill, everybody. Let me hear you. Yeah, I always give that round of applause to my guests, specifically when we have someone as special as you. For those who don't know who Hope McGill is, she's the author of the best-selling book, Pearls. It's an erotic novel. I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about it as she talks about herself. But Hope, once again, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
And, you know, tell my listeners a little bit about who you are and what it is that you do.
Okay, well, basically, this is my first novel out. I'm a self-publisher. This is going to be a series of two. Pearls is a short story, and it's basically curvy erotica, curvy romance. Takes place in Harlem, and the main character of the story is infatuated with his neighbor. So it starts off from there. It's a really good, intense, quick, fast read. Yeah.
But now you said he's fascinated with his neighbor. Is the dude. Now, I'm going to read the synopsis from the book. I got it right here. The synopsis reads as follows. It says, Victor Scott is a successful, sexy bachelor from Harlem, particularly about who he welcomes into his world. He keeps most of it at bay. A relaxing night and an open window lead to an unexpected interest in his seductive, voluptuous neighbor. He's allured by her confidence and delightful proportions. And Pearl is everything that Victor desires. And the question is, does he settle forever being a voyeur, or does the voyeur become the one who is being watched? It's a very interesting synopsis for the book. I don't get a chance to read a lot of erotic fiction. I think the last one that I read was by Envy Red. Yeah, it's an author. Big shout out to Envy Red. She's down in Atlanta. But when I was living in D.C., I met her and I read her book. It was an erotic novel, and I couldn't even get through it. You know, I couldn't even. It was so sexy, so erotic. It was so graphic that I was like, whoa, wait a minute. I ain't even ready for this. Like, I'm looking over my shoulder seeing if anybody's watching me read this book. I was on the train. I'm like, let me hide the cover just in case somebody sees me reading it.
Well, that's how you know it's good. When you have
book.
To look over your shoulder. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, listen, your book is very provocative, too, you know, ladies and gentlemen. Let me let that be known. We're not going to say too much about the book. I didn't do a review yet, and I don't want to be giving away any spoilers here. But I like the character that you have. You know, she is a big girl. She's a voluptuous, curvy girl. She's sexy. And she has a lot going for her. Now, you said this is your first novel that you've written. But when I spoke to you before, you had been very interested in literature and writing before you actually wrote this book. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your life and your love for writing before you actually had this book published.
Okay, well, I was actually in law enforcement for like 13 years. I just recently retired. So while I always work graveyard shift, and that was one of the things I would do was I'd be up writing these short stories. So Pearls is my first published book. But I've got tons and tons and tons of stories that are waiting to be, you know, published. So I've been writing for a very long time. But, you know, I'm basically a mom of one, and that's I'm focusing on my passion right now, which is writing. you know, hopefully, I'm hoping in the near future that I'll be able to start doing some volunteer work, working with young girls, working with young women about body image, self-worth, you know, empowerment. I'm really into women's empowerment a lot. So I'm at my next chapter in life, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I follow you on social media. We have a mutual friend who kind of introduced us or encouraged us to get together and work together with your book. But I follow you on social media, and I've noticed that, you know, your image and your brand is very empowering. You know, you speak highly of curvy girls or big girls, thick girls. Your image that you portray for yourself is very, very refreshing. I see all of the pictures. I see the quotes and the memes that you post on Facebook and Instagram. Where does that self-confidence come from? Not that, you know, big girls don't have it, but for you, where does that self-confidence come from?
Well, first off, before I even answer that question, I have to say that, you know, a lot of times there's a comparison between big and or regular size and plus size women. And my thing is, I feel like we should break that barrier down. So I'm not here to say that, you know, skinny women are evil. That's not my thing. My thing is, I feel like everyone has some kind of beauty in them. Now, as far as the confidence for me, that's something that's just been, you know, I've been working on that for a very long time. You know, you get to a point where it's like, okay, I'm this size or I'm this shape or I'm this color or whatever, and this is just who I am. I'm just so into people owning who you are in the moment. A lot of times we say, okay, when we get to a size 6 or if my hair grows down my back, then I'll be okay. My thing is, you're okay in the moment right now. So I just got fed up of always trying to fit in. I said, you know what? I'm going to pave my own lane. And that's just basically what I'm working on doing. I've done a lot of research on voluptuous, you know, books, short stories and romance. And when I tell you that it starts off where they're making excuses for being big or the big girl is a side piece, I'm tired of that. I want us to be okay and at any size. You know, so if you read my book, she's not apologizing for her size, and she's also not shaming any woman of any other size. That's not what I'm about. I'm about all of us moving forward, you know. So that's just been something I've been working on, and I'm still developing my self-esteem. That's something that everybody, if you talk to any woman, every woman has some kind of esteem issue. But once you just, like, face it and say, okay, well, I don't like this, either you change it or you deal with it. And that's just the long and short of it.
Wow, yeah, I like the way you explain that. And it's very important for women to be, you know, high self-esteem, feel good about yourself no matter how you look, fat, thin, tall, short, long hair, natural hair, or whatever. So, you know, kudos to you for championing, you know, that image in women and trying to empower them at all times. Once again, everybody, soon that's going to be on the Black Talk Radio Show with DJ Gassy. We're here with Hope McGill. She's talking about her latest book, Pearls, erotic fiction novel. Now, I want to ask you, you're a Harlem girl, and
yes,
you always repping Harlem. You know, you always repping, you know, the hood. You know, for people who've never been to New York or never been to Harlem, don't understand the love and passion that people have about, you know, Uptown or Harlem, you know, why is Harlem so special to you? And you mention it so much, you know, in all that you do, as well as your writing. What is it about Harlem in New York City?
Well, you got to think that, you know, most of the greats, the musical greats, the artists, the Harlem Renaissance, Sugar Hill, Langston Hughes, Duke Ellington, like a certain area. Like when I showed my grandmother the back of the book, she was like, wow, this reminds me of the 60s. There is so much richness, so much culture, so many layers to Harlem that it's something that needs to be boasted. And I'm not even, you know, Brooklyn, the Bronx, everybody has their era. But Harlem to me is just, it's just always been a place of rich culture, you know. So that's why we talk about the landmarks. I love the brownstones. I mean, there's just so much that you can find, so many hidden jewels. I remember growing up going to the dollhouse, You know, it's just so many different, it's a lot that we haven't really talked about, or, you know, we need to talk about more.
Yeah. Well, big up to Harlem, Uptown, 125th Street, Lenox Avenue, Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard, you know, Sylvie's Restaurant. This, it goes on and on.
Yeah.
With New York City. Now, you mentioned that you had, you know, a love for reading, and you also mentioned in the back of the book some of the authors that you've read. Jake California's Cooper's Life is Short, But Wide, Treasure's Blue Harlem Girl Lost, Octavia Butler's Bloodchild. It's just a few. And you mentioned one of my favorite books, Man, Child, and the Promised Land by Carl Brown.
Yeah, that's a classic.
Now,
these
are classic novels, classic books with strong messages and characters and imagery. But your book is an erotic book. It's an erotic novel. Now, I love your taste in reading. But why did you choose, you know, for your first published work to be an erotic novel? And, you know, why did you go on this path, you know, with this series, Pearls?
You know, I think that when it comes to any kind of person that's creative, it's just where you are in that moment. You know, that character, Victor
okay.
Scott, is somebody that I did not know, but he just was someone that was, it just kept speaking to me. And it just started coming out. So right now it might be erotica. A year from now it might be something that's more uplifting. It's basically where you're at. I'm open to all different types of books. My thing is I would like to be known as a storyteller more than a writer. And to me, a storyteller is one where you can, when you read the book, you smell the scents, you taste the food, you hear the music. All of that brings you into the story. It's like escaping. So it really depends on, like, where I'm at with it. I'm open to all different types of genres. And if you, like I said, looking at the back of them, like J. California Cooper, Treasure E. Blue, Claude Brown, all these different people, Octavia Butler, these are different genres. I'll pick up anything. It doesn't even have to be African-American. If it's good, I'm going to read it. So I'm open to everything. But this just happened. This character, you know, just I could not get him out of my head, and that's why the book was actually so short. People ask me all the time, they're like, why is the book so short? I need more. And I tell them, I'm like, listen, it's like walking into Costco's, and they say, hey, you want to sample this little small hot dog? And you taste it, and you're like blown away. So now you want the whole bag. So I had to give people something good so that when the second one comes, which will be more, a lot longer, it'll be like, okay, it's worth the wait, you know?
Okay, yeah, it's definitely a short, tantalizing, titillating read. You know, it makes you want more to say, well, damn, you know, it's got to be more to this. I'd like to know more about Victor and his relationship with Pearls and dwell more into the character. Now, tell us about Victor and, you know, a little bit about Victor Scott, not so much about his role in the book, but tell us about Victor Scott, who he is, and how he turns out to be the character that he becomes. When you call him a voyeur, he's watching this lady. You know, you don't really know what's going to happen, but he's enamored with her. You know, he's aroused and excited about her. And just tell us a little bit about Victor and where he's coming from in the beginning
like
of this
Victor.
Book.
I really like Victor. Victor is... Victor has a lot of layers to him because he's a typical... I shouldn't say typical. He's thorough. He's smart. He's also picky. So it's like he's a thoroughbred. He's strong, but he's not just jumping into anything. So for most of his life, he's just been he's been a bachelor. He's successful. He has his own brownstone. He has his own business, and he just becomes smitten with his neighbor. He's like caught up in her whole, because he's watching her in this window, and he is just, you know, captured by her. So when you start reading the book, you're going to learn about, like, his brothers, his likes, his dislikes. And like I said, I like him because he's a picky dude. He's not just the average dude. We hear all the time, oh, all men are dogs. And I'm like, all men are not dogs. You have different types of men. And that was one of the reasons why I brought in. He has three brothers. Each brother's different. And that's basically a lot for me because I have a lot of brothers, and all of my brothers are different. Like, I have one brother that might be the one that's into a lot of women, and then I have a few that just do one woman at a time. So he's the type of dude that he takes his time. When he's into one woman, he's into that one woman, you know? So that's basically
what he's about. That's a good description of him. He definitely admires her. He's surprised about what he sees. as he's looking through her window or looking at her or admiring her from a distance. And he's a very, very interesting character. I think the readers are going to be pleasantly surprised by how excited and aroused he is by Pearl. You know, dude is really, you know, he's infatuated. Now, tell us a little bit about Pearl. You know, because as I read the book, you know, I was kind of surprised at some of the things she says and some of the things she does and, you know, the objects and toys and things that she uses.
Yeah.
But, you know, as the story grew on, I understand that imagery because that's who she is. That's what she does. That's how she enjoys, and that's her sexuality. So tell me, what is it about her? Because, you know, I'm infatuated with Pearl. Like, I'm infatuated with her. You know, I'm right along with Victor looking and admiring. And, you know, his mouth dropping over, my mouth dropping on too. Like, what? So what it is about Pearl, and tell us a little bit about her, because, you know, she's real with it. She keeps it 100 with her sexuality and her passion for lovemaking, you know, throughout the book. Hold on before you answer that question. I got someone on the line. I don't know if they have a question for you, so hold on.
Okay.
All right, we got a caller that just called in. The area code is 973-732. You have a question for Hope?
Hey,
Hope. Or are you just going to listen?
Oh, no, I already bought Pearls. It's Michelle Houselove from New Jersey.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
I'm great. The book, I'm a Scorpio, so I couldn't wait for her to put this book out. And let me tell you, tingling all over. And then left me hanging at the edge of my chair with my tongue out, like, are you kidding me?
Okay.
When is Pearls 2 coming out?
Pearls 2 will be out this fall. I don't have an exact release date, but it will definitely be out this fall. So I got you guys. It's going to be a lot longer, and in this book you're going to learn a lot more about who Pearl is. You know?
Okay. Well, like I said, you know, I support Hope. You know, and everything she's doing, she's got an amazing, amazing talent. And, you know, I'm looking forward to more and more of her books. And, you know, like I said, she's real. A lot of people put books out. It's like she's putting herself into every book she's writing.
Yeah.
And
okay.
There is a lot of love that goes into the things. You're absolutely right.
You know,
sure.
So you can feel, you get that sense of who Hope is all about through her books as well, you know. So
she's
amazing, and sis, I love you, and keep doing what you're doing. You always have my support, and the Jersey crew, we all love you.
Thank you so much for that, Michelle. Thank you.
You're so welcome.
All right, New Jersey.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, you guys have a great night.
All right,
thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling, sweetheart. Please hang around and listen to the rest of the interview. Hope is about to tell us about Pearl, about who she is, what she does, her passion for sex, erotic sex, passion sex, and sex toys and everything. So we're back to you now, Hope, and you're going to tell us about Pearl. And who she is and why she loves what she does so much.
Okay, Pearl is dope to me because there is a difference between Pearl is sexually liberated. She's not a freak, but she's sexually liberated, meaning that she doesn't have a problem with telling you how she wants it, how she wants to give it, she's open to that. And she's basically an artist. So she's very creative. She's creative with her hairstyle. She's changing them up all of the time. She's creative with her clothes, all these different things. She's just very open and very, she's an open book. I like Pearl a lot. So one of the reasons why Victor has become smitten with her is because her aura, like when he's watching her, when she walks into the room, she's just got that air of confidence. I don't know if you've ever been at a party or a bar and you're sitting there and you're just sipping on whatever and somebody walks in and they just steal the whole room. That is Pearl. She commands respect. And she's one of those women where she could throw on some baggy jeans and a ripped shirt and still would be, she's just completely comfortable in her skin. And I really want, like I said, getting back to the women's empowerment, I wanted a character that was going to be so confident and so comfortable in her skin. Yeah. I really wanted to give that out, you know? So Pearl is she's a really good character. And part two, you're going to learn more about her. It's actually Pearl's part two, the Rocky Oliver story, is actually her story. So you will find out more about Pearl in the second book.
Okay, yeah, you do talk about her a lot. She is the main character of the book. The title is Pearls. But I like the way you took the time to develop her character, you know, around the story. Because Victor plays a major part, but he seems to be one of many men who's enamored with her. I mean, I can imagine that whole building that she lives in, everybody's wanting to know who is that woman. She's fine, she's sexy, she's this, she's that. And Victor actually gets an opportunity to glimpse into those fantasies that I'm sure every man meets or has. I love the way you bring those fantasies to life. I love the way you reveal those fantasies and those desires to Victor as the story goes on. Now, you mentioned book two. Book two, you're going to – can you tell us a little bit about book two? I mean, I don't want you to, give the book away, but you did mention just now that we're going to learn more about Pearl in book two. So what can you tell us about book two, and what can the readers who already have –
Okay, book two is a continuation of book one, and you are going to learn more about Pearl, you'll learn more about Colette, you're going to learn more about Victor. It's just basically a continuation. It gives you more, where I'm actually giving you more details to the characters, like their background, who they are, why they move the way they move, different things like that. So I can't give you too much. I will tell you that anyone who has read the book, everybody's like, Colette is crazy. Colette is going to be even crazier in part two. So get ready for Colette, because she's doing some really crazy things, too. And you will learn a lot more about who Pearl is, her family, her background. We'll talk more about Victor. But this book is more about who Pearl is, why she is the way she is, why she is so confident, things like that. You know, she has insecurities, too, but, you know, it really focuses on more of why she moves the way she moves.
Okay. Yeah. Now, I know you had a book release party, which, you know, I didn't know you at the time. I would have loved to have attended. I loved the Aloft hotels. I frequented the one in National Harbor in D.C. area all the time when I lived up there. Beautiful, beautiful buildings. And you also had a very successful book signing. How has your life changed, and how have these events kind of encouraged you to keep writing? Particularly, you know, the book signing and the release party.
Well, I mean, this is my first book, so I wouldn't say that my life has changed dramatically. I will tell you this, when you write it, when you work on anything that you're selling, you're an entrepreneur, you have to get out there. So I have to network more. I love doing the events. I love the book signings. I did the Harlem Book Fair. I did Juneteenth. I love doing these things because I get to actually interact with the readers. I actually had someone buy a book at the Harlem Book Fair, and she came back to the book fair the same day and was like, look, that book was excellent. So I like that. I like talking to them. You know, one thing I'll tell you is that people never forget how you make them feel. So when you meet a person, and I learned that from Treasure Blue. He was like, listen, when you're out there, you have to talk to people. You have to be, you know, in the moment. So I enjoy that because they remember me, and then they tell a friend. So it's basically, I was selling this book out the back of my car. I was dropping books off. So this little, I guess you would call it the chicken and biscuit circuit, it's going to help me to move up because people remember me. You know, you can't just sit behind a screen and share things on Twitter and Instagram. People need to know who you are. They need to actually feel your energy and say, okay, this person is actually legit. They really mean what they're saying. They're not playing any games. And people remember when you're nice and when you're nasty. So I always try to be nice and considerate. And if they want to talk, they need advice. I give them advice. I give them the knowledge because it was given to me. So I love the events. And the book signing, we had a really good time. My friends came out, my family came out, my coworkers, high school, junior high school. When I tell you that people from junior high school, elementary, they have been so supportive of me. So everybody came out, and we had a really good time at the Aloff in Harlem. It was a nice event. Yeah.
Okay. You know, speaking of book signing, somebody just I'm going to be off topic for a minute, but somebody just contacted me. It's a promoter in New York that's trying to put the book signing together. In Westchester, in White Plains, and I think the author that they were working with actually kind of pulled out or backed out, and they asked me about you. Would you be interested in doing a signing or doing an event in New York? And I'm going to talk to you more about that after the show, but yeah, and so I like what you're saying about your image and the way, you know, people portray you in the street when you're out promoting your book, taking pictures, doing autographs, and people become enamored with you and become a real fan and not just a follower. A lot of people on social media are followers, but a real fan wants to meet you. They want to autograph copies of your book, and they will help tell others about how fantastic you are as well as your book. So you're absolutely right about that. Listen, the show's almost over. It's only 30 minutes. Is there anything you want to say to, you know, your fans, followers, and friends who have been supporting you all this time?
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it. I am humble beyond words when I get the inboxes, the texts, the calls. I've got people threatening my life, talking about you better give us two. So I appreciate it. I appreciate you, that you guys are just as excited as I am. For anyone who has not Red Pearls, it's available on Kindle. You can keyword Hope McGill Pearls. If you want an autographed copy of my book, the autographed copies are only available on my website. Okay, you can get that at HopeMcGill.com. That's H-O-P-E McGill.com. And the autographed copies come with free bookmarks. I'm on Twitter, Hope the Novelist. On Twitter, I'm on Instagram, Hope the Novelist on Instagram. I'm on YouTube, Hope the Novelist. On Facebook, I'm Hope McGill. You can add me on all those things. You can DM me, inbox me. I'm always available. If anyone has like a book club, or if you're doing like those little pleasure parties and you need me to come out and, you know, we link together, I'm always open to that. And I really am into empowering young women. So if you guys have events with young women and you need somebody to come out to just kind of motivate them, I'm open for that as well. So I got to thank my fans and my family because they have been so, so supportive, from sharing the books to wearing the T-shirts to tweeting. Like, this is like the biggest dream that I could ever have. So thank you guys, because I really, really appreciate it. And it's not something that stops. It's every day. It's every day. And I released this book in June, and I'm like almost sold out of the book. So thank you so much for buying my book, and thank you for making my dream come true. I really, really appreciate that. And to answer your question, I would be honored to do an event in White Plains. Like, this is not just a New York thing. It's not a Harlem thing. I'm willing to travel to do book events. So I'm always open to that. Always open to that.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to speak to that young lady. I told her I mentioned it to you, so we're having a conversation. You know, the other thing I wanted to talk to you about, you know, you always mention your husband and how supportive he is and how he's been a big part of what you're doing. What exactly does he do? Because I don't know if he does graphics or he does web design or things of that nature. What exactly does he do? How is he involved with you and your writing career?
He is my everything. This man, he did my website. He's done my business cards. He's done my book marks. He does everything. He's a graphic artist. That's what he does.
Wow.
But he does all that stuff. When I was at the Harlem Book Fair, he was out there handing out flyers, getting people to come over to the table. Anything that I need him to do, he helps me. He has been my number one supporter from day one. So he does a lot, but he's awesome with graphics. And his website, I believe, is MrKitchen.com. But if you go to my website, HopeMcGill.com, there's an icon at the bottom, and you can actually look his stuff up, too, because he does banners. He does all different – he did the things for the water bottles. He's phenomenal with that stuff. So he helps me out a lot. He's probably listening now. So, yeah, he helps a lot.
Yeah, big shout out to that brother. I love his work. I love the cover. I love the website, the graphics that I've been using to help promote your book. I mean, it's just fantastic. Some of the best in the business. So, you know, kudos to your husband and you for being a team, working together to help achieve a dream. And the collaborations that you guys do is just phenomenal. You don't see a lot of that today, you know, with men and women, even married couples. So kudos to you and him, you know, for working together and such a beautiful project. Once again, this is DJ Gatsby. We're listening to Who's Who on African American Lit Black Talk Radio Show with the novelist Hope McGill talking about her latest book, Pearls. It's an erotic novel. I'm urging you all to get it. It was voted DJ Gatsby's Book Club of the Month for August 2016. And make sure you go check it out. You can get it on Amazon, but I suggest you get it at www.hopemcgill.com. That's our website for the autographed books as well as other special gifts. Hope, man, I love you. I'm so proud of you with what you've done and your success and your passion about this business and writing. And I look forward to book number two coming from you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, everybody. As I said before, you all know what it is. It's DJ Gatsby, and you've been listening to Who's Who and African American Lit with my guest, Hope McGill, Harlem, New York's own. Hope, any last words? Again, I know you gave out all your shout-outs and things of that nature, but any last words to everybody, words of encouragement for young women or curvy women before we let you go?
I would just say it is okay to be okay with who you are in the moment. Don't worry about the future. Don't worry about the past. It's okay to be who you are in the moment. If you have a dream, believe in that dream and hold on to that dream. Keep positive people in your circle. Keep the negative people away and believe in yourself, and the sky's the limit.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that's Hope McGill. Don't forget to check out our book, Pearls. Again, it's at Amazon.com or www.hopemcgill.com. Hope, it's been a blast. I love having you. I can't wait for you to come back again. Promise me when your new book comes out, you'll come on the show, and we'll pick up where we left off with this particular book.
I'm coming back for two, I promise you. I'll be here.
All right, everybody, good night. Hope, goodbye. I hope to meet you soon. I'm going to be in New York. I'm going to talk to you about that book event. I'll give you a call later on to put you in touch with that promoter who's interested in having you coming and doing that signing in White Plains. And
yes,
everybody
yes,
else,
yes.
Thank you for joining me. Absolutely, my sister. Thanks for joining me in Who's From African American Lit. Don't forget to join me Friday at 6:30 p.m. for the Spotlight Radio Show right here at blogtalkradio.com. Good night. God bless. And talk to you all soon.
My mind's telling me no, but my body.